We're obviously disappointed with the result in terms of not coming away with all three. Delighted with the performance. I think that from start to finish we prepared properly last week, and right from the very first whistle the lads were terrific. Went about the business in the right way, created good chances, but also strangulated really a Shrewsbury team desperate to survive in the division, and never really let them have a sniff of whatever it would be, 60-70 minutes. So there was disappointment after the game, but in terms of the way we played, watched some of the DVD how we played, and it was a thoroughly good performance really.
Another occasion of on another day that would have got you 3 points quite easily, that performance.
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah. I mean, I think that it was possibly first half one of the most one-sided games that we've seen for a while, and their staff were terrific. Noel Mickey really well was very complimentary after the game and said that he thought the team was terrific, round pegs in round holes, doing their job, and they just found it so difficult to play against us. And I think if we could have got the goal in the first half, which we should have had. Billy's not offside. We didn't think he was when it happened. We knew that their player had kicked it onto his own player. It was a bad decision and a wrong decision. And I think if that goal would have been given, which it should have been, we'd have been very much off and running.
Is it fair to say if you're not quite taking the chances and winning games 1-0 past, this kind of thing can happen if you are unlucky and you are going to drop points?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think that we're all aware that you have to finish teams off, which we didn't do. You can't keep clean sheets every single game, even though you try. The key thing is to bounce back from the disappointment of it and concentrate on the positives, which were terrific work ethic. Real good edge about the lads. The lads on the bench rooting for them up and down that area, always getting right behind the rest of the boys. And we must take that into a difficult game tomorrow night.
And one last question about Saturday with Ben Williams. What have you said to him, if anything, do you need to say to him?
Just try to pick him up after the game, really. I mean, he's a great lad. He's conscientious in the work that he does. And he's been great, hasn't he? You're well aware yourself. If you try to think about any mistakes he's made, it's very difficult. He's had a terrific run of clean sheets, him and the defence and the whole team, really. And it was just a wrong decision he made, that was all. There's no need to beat yourself up about it. It's over and done with. He's very much kept us in games over the course of the season, and every now and again a keeper will make a mistake. It's just getting nice and positive and bouncing back from it.
An unchanged side for Saturday, was it more tempting to make a few changes for Tuesday night at Coventry?
I think we're going to think long and hard of what we're going to do, yeah. I mean, I think that we won't necessarily say we're going to, but we definitely won't say that we're going to pick the same team either. I think we're going to see how the boys are tomorrow. We've got a nice journey down there, get in the hotel and rest up, have a couple of long meetings amongst the staff, and Procky's got a bit of a stiff back, so we're going to see how he is tomorrow. And we'll make a decision as late as we need to, which might even be as late as tea time tomorrow night.
And people like Philippe Moraes giving you a nice headache, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah, there's lots of them. It's not just Phil. I mean, there's a lot of them. Yeah, Billy Knott and Tommy and Phil. And Paul Anderson's just had his baby, so he's raring to go train well this morning. Stephen Davis, James Hansen. There's an abundance of players that are dying to be in the team, but I think that's one of the reasons for the success that we've had from Christmas. We've had a very competitive squad.
Which brings you on to injuries. How is the squad looking at the moment?
Just Brock, he's got a stiff back. He's got he had it at the weekend. Matty's been working on him today, and he'll work on him again tomorrow, and he'll be a real late call tomorrow, I think. He's got to be 100% fit for him to be selected. So we'll wait on that decision.
And I guess with the options you have on the bench, you don't need to risk someone like him.
No, definitely not. I mean, I think that everybody's chomping on the bit. He's done terrific for us, and he's had a great time while he's been here. But he needs to be, in one of the most important games of the season, he needs to be 100% fit for us to select him. But he is getting better. We just need to see how he is tomorrow.
And just finally from me, from the Coventry side, what do you expect tomorrow night?
A team full of a bit more confidence. They've had a good result against Millwall. There's obviously a sending off in that game, which caused the game to go against Millwall, really. But they're a good team with good players. They were rightly deserved to be right at the top of the league when the season started. And for whatever reason, they've not quite continued that form. But when you watch the DVDs, you see that they've got good players, and they've got good players in dangerous areas. And we'll have to be bang at it again to get a good result.
When you look at it over the season, Coventry's season is almost the reverse of Bradford's, isn't it? That
they started off well and have dipped, whereas Bradford started off a bit dodgy. Come good at the end.
No, I think it's a fair assessment. I think that the, you know, when the season started, is everybody was looking at them and thinking, flipping heck, you know, they were scoring goals for fun, they were playing great football. but that can happen in a season. We've seen it many times where teams set off so well and then don't quite fulfil it over the busy period over Christmas, and you know, when the pitches change a wee bit, and that we've seen it, it's happened to ourselves. And the key thing is for us that we've got everybody back fit. I think that has been a massive thing for us. We start the season and for one reason and another pick really bad injuries up to key players. You know, Anderson broke leg, Moraes cruciate ligament, Davis knee ligaments, and Clark knee ligaments. Big players for us really that got bad injuries. Then all of a sudden we get everybody fit and we've got a real good squad, and the training has been really motivated for the last 3 months, and I think that's been the reward. The training's been the reward rewarded us with the results that we've got, I think.
And the away following's going to be important tomorrow night. Big ground. Mm. It's going to sound empty if there's not the Bradford fans there, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that whenever we play away from home, it never sounds empty when the Bradford fans are there. I think that, I mean, you know, they're just the best, aren't they? We've been saying that for 5 years since we've been here. They know how important the game is for us. They know how important their following is. They know what we think about them. And I'm sure they'll be there in big numbers and right behind us tomorrow.
Just one from me. You mentioned about the officiating for the goal. We've seen a couple of high-profile officiating mistakes in the Premier League. Is there anything that can be done to improve the standard of officiating across the Football League and the Premier League, or is it just a case of it's human error and mistakes will happen?
I think the only thing that can be done is if we go to cricket and rugby. I think that is the only way around it. If everybody's prepared to accept that for 45 seconds to a minute, you go to a fourth official in the stand or a fifth official, whatever you want to call it, and he makes a crystal clear decision on the photographic evidence that he's got, whether the ball's over the goal line or somebody's in an offside position. That is the only way to do it. Whether or not it'll come in will remain to be seen. I think that whilst you haven't got that, there's always going to be an opportunity for human error, which is part and parcel of the game. It's just, I think we were disappointed about the weekend because it was the criteria in which it happened that the rules of the game says that if he's kicked it onto his own player and it bounces back, Billy's not in an offside position, which I think that was the thing that upset us, that you know, we questioned whether or not they knew the rules or not. That was the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they did, and I'm sure that the linesman felt Billy was offside and he would have given an honest decision. But unfortunately for us, it was the wrong one.
And at this stage of the season, they can be so costly for teams. I mean, you know, obviously Burton dropped points, and then, you know, we've seen it with Leicester, who are going for the title as well.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, it's. I think the key thing is we accept there's going to be loads of decisions between the two penalty boxes that can fluctuate. They're never going to be happy with them. We're never going to be happy. You just want the big decision in the boxes to be the right ones, because they're the ones that make the difference.